I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
We Stand Together, a pop culture academic symposium. We are the pop culture professors.
So true, smart people, dumb topics. I'm Caitlin Bitsagai.
I'm Lauren Brickman. And you know what's weird about us? Allowed in college classrooms, not only as students where we earned advanced degrees, but in classrooms where we help other students get their degrees.
Also known as being teachers. So we are the professors of pop culture. Lauren, we're here to talk about stanning today. What are you stanning this week? And what is stanning anyway?
Well, stanning is being an obsessive fan of something. And if you were to ask my students, they would probably tell you that all day, every day, I'm stanning Harry Styles.
Sure.
And they would be correct. They did all do a prayer circle the other day when they found out I didn't get tickets to his show in New York. They were worried about me. But the thing is, to any of my students who might be listening today, I want to assure you that your professor's mental health is slightly better than you thought it was, because I am also a stan of other things. For instance, another musical act.
Wow.
Called AJR.
Explain. Tell us all. Everything.
So AJR is an indie pop trio composed of three brothers, Adam, Jack, and Ryan, and they've been producing music since around 2005, and I saw them live for the first time this weekend at Forest Hill Stadium, and My God, it is the most theatrical concert I've been to in a long time.
Wow.
There was the Blue Man Group performed with them. There were so many colors and lights.
My goodness.
It was so much fun. And I went from being a fan to a stan. And so, yeah, that's what I'm standing right now. I've been listening to AJR.
I love that.
Okay, I was going to say I've been listening to AJR nonstop, but I've truthfully been going back and forth between AJR and Harry's House.
But that's huge. That speaks to how great AJR is, that you're willing to take even 1 second break away from your beloved Harry Styles.
And shout out to former guests of the show, Rachel Smith, Ariel Gitlin, and Victoria Edel, because you better believe the texts have been nonstop since Thursday, right before the album dropped. And I just feel so safe in that community of stans.
That's so wonderful.
But Caitlin, what are you standing right now?
You know, I'm going back to the well, and actually a topic I haven't spoken on in a while, which is the wonderful programming of Bravo. You know, I'm always current on Bravo and really never let up, but some people fall off and they're like, it used to be good and I lost track. I just want to say Atlanta is back. Atlanta is back, and it's back. And the editing is so funny. It's like Blind Date level editing. As far as the comedy commentary about what's going on, I'm enjoying it. So I would just say to those that have fallen off, climb right back on. You know, there were some bad seasons in COVID, and I understand why people got bored, but it's back. It's way back.
That's exciting. I've always been a big fan of that particular franchise. So I'm excited to hear it's back, and I feel safe to come home.
Yeah. Well, Sheree is back. Marlo is finally a housewife.
Thank God. I love Sheree.
She really holds a peach. Oh, I mean, the editing on when Sheree enters again for the first time, they play her highlights, like the audio of it as she's walking up. Yes.
Okay.
They really know what they're doing.
It's nice to have something to look forward to, you know?
In life, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was needing something and now I have something. So thank you.
You're welcome. But we have something to look forward to in the immediate
future. That's true.
Is to talk today with our wonderful guest.
I'm so excited.
Please welcome to the show, Grace Edwards.
Hello.
Hello, Grace.
I mean, first of all, I just want to say, you know, in response to your whole Atlanta thing or whatever, who gonna check me, boo? That is my favorite Sheree Whitfield line of all time. Who gonna check me, boo?
And she doesn't quite throw a chair when she does it, but she, like, the chair that she's sitting in sticks to her, so she has to, like, push it down.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful stuff.
Iconic. Iconic forever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's just thrilling to know that she's back.
She's the first housewife to come back twice and to leave twice. My God.
I can't believe they gave Marlo a peach, though. I mean, she tried for so many years or whatever. Well,
and she was, like, in a lot of ways, the lead character now. She has her business, Le Archive, which is very confusing, and no one really understands what it is. I mean, it's some sort of fashion business, but she's unclear of what she's going to be doing with that. She has an interesting, like, heartwarming story, which is that she has at least temporarily adopted her two nephews while her sister is incarcerated. Okay. So that gives you, like, the heartwarming aspect. She's doing a lot. She's doing a lot. And apparently Cairo, Sheree's hot son, now works for Tyler Perry. So.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Yes.
Well, I will tell you the last thing that I remember of Marlo that, like, was because I'm on and off of Bravo. I'm one of those people you were talking about.
Of course.
I'm on and off it. And the last time I remember I saw Marlo, she was at some event and she was wearing a breastplate. You know, like she had one of those drag queen breastplates. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, you have titties. Like, what? You don't have to put on rubber titties. But I remember that. That's the last thing I remember of Marlo, and also, like, all the drama that she used to bring in previous seasons.
Oh, yeah, and she's going to, and she's also building a house, because one of them has to be building a house at all times.
At all times.
And she invites Kenya and Sheree over and tells the contractor before they get there, like, to not really listen to anything they say, because they're so
Wait, did she by Sheree ever come out?
She has some joggers. That's what she'll tell you. She's marketed some joggers, but it's never been a full
a full line.
Spring line or anything.
I don't think I've ever enjoyed something as much than watching her at the reunion answer the questions about what was in her line, but also not at all answer what was in the line.
No.
And it's some of the most beautiful depiction of evasiveness that I've ever seen in my entire life. Wow. And I just respect her so much.
She does like throw it back on, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? She does throw it back on other people.
Such a confident gaslighter.
Because she sells joggers. For some reason, she had a t-shirt that said joggers, but in the font of Google. And it was never like explained why it was like a Google parody shirt. But I didn't need it explained. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're not just here to talk about Real Housewives Atlanta, though I'll be looking to mention it every other minute. But we're also here to talk about an amazing show we grew up with. Grace has a special relationship with it. It's Daria.
Yeah.
Daria. Yes, I do have a special relationship. So we are doing a little spinoff called Jodie.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're so excited. Yeah, I'm really excited too. We announced our cast recently, which was very exciting. And
yes.
It's headed obviously by Tracee Ellis Ross playing Jodie. So yes, we are playing. It is not a reboot. You know, that's what I'm spreading the word around. Like, it is not a reboot. Mm-hmm. It is a spinoff. And some people are like, we don't like spinoffs. But guess what? You do if you like Daria. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? Daria was a spinoff of Beavis and Butthead. So for also all the people coming for me in my mention, who are like, leave Daria alone. Oh, should we have left Beavis and Butthead alone? Because guess what? So. That is a spinoff. Daria is a spinoff of Beavis and Butthead. So,
Wow. Grace is already educating people.
I personally want to thank you because there's nothing I've wanted more since the day the series ended than for my friends to come back. So, yeah. And Jodie being at the very top of the list.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted Jodie to be my friend so badly. I had a really hard time differentiating reality and cartoons. I really wanted to date Trent and have Jodie be my best friend.
No.
I didn't understand they were cartoons.
Okay, thank Trent you. Is a fox.
Thank you.
And also Trent and Mac are both foxy men. Mm. So I shared your crush on Trent. Some about that like growly voice and the fact that he didn't give a fuck about anything. It was working for me. It was working for me.
Oh, so good.
Love it.
So good.
Well, here on the show, we usually like to give our credentials and make the audience feel safe. I don't know how they can feel safer than with you, Grace. You're literally creating Jodie, but Lauren, what is your Daria cred? How can we make the people
know, not quite as impressive as Grace's, but I think it should offer a little bit of credibility that as a youth, as I was when Daria was airing, I did convince my mom to allow me to purchase a rather expensive green, like hunter green suit, like power suit from the Gap. Yeah. Simply because it was almost the exact color of Daria's blazer that she wore. And so
beautiful.
I thought I was Daria. I didn't know at the time that I was basically cosplaying. I didn't have the language for it. But a big part of my personality was accidentally cosplaying as Daria. It wasn't really an accident. But that is my credential. And I was proud that I found it at the Gap because to me, it was exciting because a lot of people mistakenly thought Janine Garofalo was the voice of Daria, which she was not.
Oh, no. Tracy Grandstaff. Yeah.
Yeah. But I loved that people would always talk about Janine Garofalo because I loved her in Reality Bites and she worked at the Gap. So in my brain, it was a funny sub joke that like I bought it at the Gap, but it was, I don't know. Anyways, that was how ill I was as a child.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
It's not ill. It sounds perfectly reasonable.
Grace, where have you been all my life? I needed you.
I'm here to hype you up, girl. That's what I'm here for.
I needed to meet you 20 years ago. More than 20 years ago. I am old. How about you, Caitlin? What's your credit this week?
You know, it's so funny that you tried to look like Daria because I was always, when I was younger, compared to Jane. I got it all the time. And especially when I had, and sometimes still have, like short dark hair, I get it constantly. And my older brother's name is Trent, which blows people's minds once they have already made that observation. And then they're like, is he in a band? I'm like, well, we're not actually from the show, but.
But are you? How can you be sure?
I mean, I'd love to find out we are in the show, but.
I mean, have you done your ancestry? Maybe.
No. Yes, maybe it'll find out that we are. From the show Daria, the 23andMe result.
Nothing would make more sense to me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It would explain a lot, actually.
No, totally.
Well, I think it's time to play our first game.
I'm into it.
Okay. Now, Grace, I know before we started to record tonight, you were like, please don't do a trivia game.
I just don't know. I mean, like, that's the thing. I am the type of person, I will watch something a million times, but like not know like the behind the scenes trivia of it.
I think so. Because I have such faith in your pop culture knowledge that I think you're going to actually end up crushing this. And today we're going to be playing a game called That's Facts or Doesn't Track. Daria edition. And so I'm going to give you a piece of trivia and you're going to tell me that's facts if you think it's true, or you're going to say it doesn't track if you think it's bullshit. And before we play, I do want to just make a quick shout out to Jamie Gerber of Screen Rant and Jess Goodwin of BuzzFeed for their listicles that helped me put this game together. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. Jamie wrote one for the 20th anniversary of Daria and Jess wrote one for the 25th anniversary of Daria. Wow. So incredible.
And listeners will know you're all over the place with Screen Rant, Lauren, as far as whether you are mad at them or thanking them 1 week to the next. I love it. It's a love affair.
Screen Rant should really clock this and get me on the payroll stat or else.
I agree completely.
What are they doing? All right. But it's time to play That's Facts or Doesn't Track. Here we go. Your first question. Is it facts or not that production for each episode took 10 months? On Daria.
For each episode took 10 months. I'm currently in the heat of Jody right now. Mm-hmm. So let me think. 10 months for each episode. That sounds a little long, but then that was in the 90s when things were slower.
I was just going to say, keep in mind that that's not saying that they were necessarily working on only one episode at a time. Just how much time each episode took to make.
I'm going to say that's fact.
You're absolutely correct.
Yay, I got one.
Yeah. For each half hour episode, it was 10 months of labor. And apparently they had 35 animation artists on staff.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Blew my mind. It blew my mind that they got as many episodes made as they did in the 90s.
I know, but they're probably crazy. Like one's in the animatic stage, one's like going up. So it's probably like a lot of overlap there. But that sounds about right.
I know that's like why on The Simpsons, they never made Bob Hope jokes because they were like, he could definitely be dead in 10 months from now.
Yeah. And we can't.
That's so wild.
Oh my God.
But then he didn't die for like a long time. And they were like, we could have made a lot of them.
He held on for quite some time.
He did it for The Simpsons.
All right. You're one for one. I think your hot streak's going to keep going.
Let's see.
Is it facts or not that the original voiceover talent cast to play the role of Trent was Jared Leto?
Ooh. I'm going to say that's not true. Was the other
You are
one?
So correct. It doesn't track. You're right. However, they did use his character, Jordan Catalano, from My So-Called Life, as the inspiration for the character because...
Oh, I can see that.
For sure. Because when My So-Called Life got picked up in reruns on MTV, it was so popular. The network was sort of like, ooh, use this guy.
I just say that because in the original Daria, there weren't a lot of, there wasn't any stunt casting. Like, it was voiceover people. Yeah.
See, you know what's happening.
I know some things. All right, let's see if I can keep this going. The next one, I'm going to fail.
All right. Is it true that the characters of Jane Quinn, and Helen were all voiced by the same actress.
Jane, Quinn.
Quinn and their and Daria's mom, Helen, yeah.
I'm going to say that's true. That's a fact.
You're absolutely correct.
Yes. Okay, all right. I'm not doing bad.
No, you're doing great. You're 3 for 3.
I had no confidence, guys.
I had all the confidence.
And look at you.
Yes, all three of those characters were voiced by Wendy Hoops, who continues mm-hmm. to have a very successful acting and voiceover career to this day.
That's great.
Shout out to Wendy.
Amazing. Go, Wendy.
All right, here's another one coming at you, because you knew there was going to be a connection to Grey's Anatomy somehow.
Oh, I actually know this already.
Okay. All right. So, a member of the fashion club, Stacy, was voiced by Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo. Facts or doesn't track?
Doesn't track, because it was Sarah Drew.
Wow!
Nailed it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, some might correct me and say Everwood Sarah Drew, but in this house, we say Grey's Anatomy. Wow. Iconic. You're 4 for 4.
Oh my God.
What about this fun fact? Is it fact or does it not track that Brittany, the cheerleader, was modeled after Pamela Anderson?
Hmm.
Was Pamela Anderson the physical inspiration for the cheerleader Brittany?
I mean, it looks like that. I mean, definitely. I mean, the voice is different than Pam's, but you know what? I'm going to say that track. Am I right?
This was a tricked question. It was actually Jenny McCarthy on Singled Out that they used.
Oh, that makes sense. She's an MTV person.
Okay. Right. They were always staying in pretty insular. Although they did sometimes reach out beyond the MTV oeuvre and use real celebrities for inspiration, including Britney's cheerleading friends. Can you name the three 90s celebrities that they used as inspiration for Britney's friends? This is your last question. It's a bonus round. I'm throwing it out there. I'm telling you this is facts, but I'm asking if you can think about who was popular at the time. Who were the hot teen actresses?
Okay, well, let me try, but I feel like it's not going to go well.
I think you're going to crush it.
Nev Campbell.
Okay.
Who else was really big? Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Amazing picks.
I am drawing a blank on who else was popular.
I'll give you one hint. This other actress, much like Sarah Michelle Gellar, was a huge star on the WB.
I'm really drawing a blank. For the last one, let's just say Molly Ringwald. That's more 80s than 90s.
I love it.
But I love it.
You were absolutely right with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Ding, 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 ding.
Yay!
You got that one. Okay, nailed it. Now, your first choice was so close that I'm going to basically give you, if you were in my classroom, I'd give you the point because it's so close. You said Nev Campbell, but it was actually Jennifer Love Hewitt, but they were both on Party of Five.
Oh, yeah,
so they were both stars of the horror movie. So it's basically the same thing to me.
That's correct.
And what's the one I didn't get anywhere in there?
So I will say that Molly Ringwald did walk so that Katie Holmes could run. But it was Katie Holmes.
That was right.
Yeah, you had the genre of people, right? Like, because Jennifer Love Hewitt plus Katie Holmes kind of equals Nev Campbell.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would say.
That's how math works.
Okay. I would say you're at the top of the class, though. You absolutely crushed that
thank
game.
You know what? I did a lot better than I thought I would.
You did great. There you go.
You know what? It was inside of you all along, Grace. We always knew you were a star.
Like the Wiz. It was inside of you all along.
Like yeah, playing this game is exactly like the arc of the Wiz. People have been saying it for months.
In many ways.
You know, I was Dorothy in the Wiz in high school, so you're talking to a celebrity.
Wow. Okay, the brags really will stop.
I've never been more enamored with a person than I am right now. Wow, this is, wow.
That was I was on the cover of the Southfield Chronicle.
What?
The Chronicle. The Chronicle, my hometown newspaper. or whatever. There's a picture
wow.
of me as Dorothy.
In the Is world. There footage of this production anywhere?
I hope not. it could be used to bribe me. Yeah, it's it was a fun time, though. I did have fun doing wow. it.
Well, if any listeners out there happen to have gone to school with Grace and are like, actually, I have the VHS, please yeah. let us know because I would love to see this. Oh, wow. It looks like we're actually getting a call from one of Grace's former classmates. Oh, yep. We're going to take a quick break and see what they have to say. And we'll be right back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
All right. Unfortunately, that was a false alarm. It turns out it was just a friend of the show and former guest Ben Farha reminding me that he has VHS copies of every show I did in high school so that I right. should
and be careful.
I should stop, you know, putting it out there because what he could give it back to me as good as I could give it to someone else. So I will stop my hunt for your VHS tapes, Grace. You can rest okay. easy tonight.
Great.
So sorry. So sorry for that confusion. But Caitlin, you have yes. something really important to talk about tonight.
Yes. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to talk about two characters on Daria that I think get short shrift when we remember it. And I think that they really changed the show. Of course, we love Daria. We love Jane. We love Trent Lewis Quinn. We love Jody. We love Brittany. But the two characters that really made the difference were her parents.
Yeah, they Ellen were great. They were great.
And Jake. Mm-hmm. Because unlike a lot of teen media, which just kind of represents the parents as just parents, right? Like they're the authority figures. They're either just that, they're authority figures, or they're just completely out to lunch. We never really see them. Jake and Helen had their own personalities, their own things they were facing every day. And that in turn affected Daria and Quinn. Jake was neurotic. He like tried to avoid conflict. He didn't always know how to be like a present father. And like we find out that's because of generational trauma. Yeah. That he was basically, I don't know if so far to say emotionally abused by his parents, but grew up in like a very, very strict household where he didn't know how to express himself. And then we have Helen, who is, they both work in the corporate world, but we get the sense that Helen is more of the breadwinner, which is something she's like dealing with that as an idea in the 90s, mm-hmm. Of being like a corporate attorney and a mom, and beyond just balancing it all, which we've seen that story. Mm-hmm. It's like, who am I? Is this identity okay? And that, mm-hmm. the fact that we know so much about these parents, and then like Daria has to live with them, and parents are annoying no matter what they're like. And then on top of it, they're really layered characters. I think mm-hmm. that really helped us know Daria better, because home, whatever your family situation is not just like a bunch of silhouettes of people moving around a house. These are real individuals. And so often like family or teen media doesn't fully show you that. Mm-hmm. And I think that was really revolutionary about Daria. And even compared to its live action counterparts at the time, like we've talked a lot on the show lately about like mm-hmm. Dawson's Creek. And mm-hmm. I like the parents on Dawson's Creek and stuff, but they really came in and out right as needed. Mm-hmm. Whereas you felt the Morgan Dorfer, I love the last name, Morgan Dorfer's presence mm-hmm. every single episode. Like there was never like, even if they weren't prominently in the plot, like she lives with these two people. This is her reality. Mm-hmm. And then I think that everyone loves Quinn, and I think Daria and Quinn's relationship. And it's so clear to me how those two parents would create those two different daughters too. Yeah, like it isn't just like, wow, they're different. Like you see how each of them has reacted to this Petri dish that they're from mm-hmm. and moved in different directions with it in this super realistic way. So I just love that part of the show. I think it's rarely matched as far as family dynamic and us understanding how these people are created. And it's crazy that that happened in a cartoon.
Yeah. Also, it's crazy that it happened in the 90s. Like, yes, a lot of shows were like, women be shopping. Like, you know, if you look at like old episodes of 90s sitcoms, I won't mention any by name because I work in this business and I want to continue to.
Of course.
But mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, something that I always say about Daria and something that really made an impression on me and me wanting to even, you know, being thrilled to have an opportunity to work on this franchise is that it was a feminist show before yeah. its time. Like, right. I was a nerdy girl. And so the fact that Daria was a nerdy girl was so... made such an impression on me. And when you think yes. about all the women from that show, not even just mm-hmm. Helen Morgendorfer, when you think about Jody's mom, when you mm-hmm. think about mm-hmm. the teachers at the school, they were yep. never sort of feminine stereotypes. So what I love about Helen Morgendorfer is that she was like a bad bitch. Mm-hmm. She like always looked good. She was always juggling. It was pretty clear that she was the breadwinner. That she was comfortable with that. So yeah, it was like almost like Daria and Quinn were like the two parts of her. So mm-hmm. Daria was like the intellectual part of her that was like super intelligent and super great at her job and stuff like that, and was ambitious, you know, to a certain extent. I mean, Daria was ambitious to a certain extent. She was smart. Yeah. I don't know if I would necessarily call her ambitious, but right, then yeah. Quinn was kind of the part of her that was a little bit more concerned with her appearance and concerned with what other people thought, because she definitely did care what other people thought. And you could even see that in her interactions with Daria at times, you know, trying to get her to be more social or whatever. And it was clear, like, it felt like Jake was like, very much the product of toxic masculinity.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like one of the earliest, you know, because obviously his dad was like so shitty to him and was like, you know, basically an example of toxic masculinity. And look mm-hmm. what we got of Jake, because his dad was so nuts. And yeah, their relationship also still had a lot of love in it. Like there was so much acceptance mm-hmm. that came from both of them towards each other, which is kind of like a beautiful relationship. And on some level, acceptance of their daughters. Like they obviously had notes on each of the girls.
Yeah. yeah.
But mm-hmm. at the same time, I think overall they were loved and accepted as they were. So
yeah.
I really do love that. I think that they did a good job with those parents and also Jodie's parents, making them actual characters of the show. And then also seeing how their influence like shaped those characters. So,
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I think the feminism point is as apt with Jake, because to your point, like Jake just doesn't know what it means to be a man who is caring and but who can value their own opinion without thinking it has primacy. Like, he's really working on all that in real time.
And he's trying. He's like not like being reactionary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Like, he's like he doesn't like constantly try to shut Helen down, which I think is great. Like, you know, he is a little henpecked sometimes, but I feel like for the most part, he loves and respects his wife and her contribution to the household.
You know, something that like listening to you talk, Grace, and your points, Caitlin, like something that I didn't have an awareness of as a kid watching it, but like in retrospect, I think is pretty cool, is that there was a lot of like the creators had a lot of love for all of their characters in a sense that like you had an awareness of the fact that like every single character, no matter what their status was or what their like role was in the world, had potential. And it was always like a comment on like what society like says about like it was like everything. Like when a character was like lower status or lower intellect or anything like that, it was never a reflection of their like ability. It was always a reflection of like the messaging the world was giving them. Right. Like, and I think that was so like the Six Sad World like through line of like kind of being in there was like, oh, like you're commenting on like society and like not necessarily like these characters, like because the characters are all just like trying to figure out how to survive within these like infrastructures.
Yeah, and I think a perfect example of that is like Brittany and Kevin. So Brittany and Kevin, they have such pure sweethearts, you know, and they don't mean to be like as dumb as they are. And they always have good intentions. And it is because the world has told them that being smart isn't cool. Being a brain is not cool. Being a nerd is not cool. But they never like were that mean to Daria.
No.
Like they were always kind of embracing them, not fully understanding what they mean, but they were never like mean spirited, you know, on purpose. Yeah.
No, they were just, they were never really asked to be anything more than they were. And so they weren't. Right. Yeah. Like they're just existing because that's all that they were told they needed to do. Like, why would we do anything more than we have to do?
Like, exactly. I'm popular. Like, I'm the head cheerleader. I'm the head football player. Like, why? I'm winning at high school. Like, why would I be any different? And but, you know, we all know that, you know, when they get out into the big world or whatever, It's not always the prom queens and the football players that actually go on to succeed later. It's sort of like you're catching Brittany and Kevin like in the sparkling years of their life, or maybe not. Who knows?
Right.
Brittany does make an appearance in Jodie, so you'll get to see what happens. Yeah.
I want to believe that when we see Brittany again in Jodie, she's like went off to like, I don't know, college, took a couple of classes, had a big wake up moment and stopped showering and is now like a militant, like feminist lesbian. I would love that.
Oh my goodness. You'll have to watch next year.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I like the kind of like taxonomy of cliques is very honest in Daria. We're like, Brittany and Daria are not going to be best friends, but. No. By the time you're even that high school age, most people are just fine with each other. And it's like, let's just survive this time.
Yeah.
So even though they aren't drawn to hanging out all the time, sometimes when you have to be around each other, it's like, it's fine.
Yeah. It's not it was so bad. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
She actually reminds me of a girl that I knew from high school. Like, you know, there were some kids I knew in high school that were like legit bullies, but I remember this one girl, she was like, but she was smart, she wasn't like Brittany, she wasn't kind of dumb. But I remember her being like a cheerleader and a popular girl and still like nice to me. And I was just like, wow, I suppose that could happen sometimes.
Oh, I know. I do have some just like distinct memories of when I was like a freshman and like for no reason a junior was nice to me. And I can still think about that and be like, humans are okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like the hierarchy of high school, sometimes people bust out of it and are just nice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing stuff. Yeah. Well, thank you for going on the journey with me through the Morgan Dorfer feminist complicated parents and beyond. I think it's time for us to play another game.
I think so. Okay. I think we have to.
All right. This game is simply called Not Daria, because Daria had so many quotable lines. She is such an amazing, acerbic character. But guess what? So is everybody else on the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to quote a character. You're going to tell me what character it was. And I'll give you the hint. It's not Daria.
Okay. All right. So none of these quotes are Daria.
No.
None of them are Daria. Okay. They're just from the show Daria.
Okay.
All right. As far as I'm concerned, the only difference between school and prison is the wardrobe.
That sounds like Daria.
It does.
But it's not. Let me go with Quinn.
It's Quinn.
Yay! Good job.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the wardrobe All is right. what tipped me off, you know, because she thinks you think about clothes.
Yeah. All right. I'm attempting to acquire the knowledge and skills that will allow me to sell out.
Jane?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
I think I remember that episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rent a brain.
Rent a brain.
I used to say this all the time.
But it's not rude. Lauren. It's someone from
it's
the
so
show.
It's so rude. It's such a rude thing to say.
She had no other choice in this moment.
I'm between two.
Okay.
Let's go with Jody. Did Jody say
it? Yes! Yes!
You know your girl. Yeah.
Jody said it to Brittany.
Now, if I had gotten that one wrong, I would have been fired immediately.
Yeah, we have all your execs on the line. All right. I don't believe in deadlines, Daria.
Somebody that's not responsible. They don't believe in deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask for a hint or no?
I'll say this.
Yes.
You love this character. You've already established that.
Is it Helen? No.
No. Interesting, though. It's Trent.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
It is funny when I compiled this, how many, like, as distinct as the characters are, there's sort of an overall worldview that comes out in, like, all of their quotes.
Yeah, it's very Gen X, like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Very much so. All right, the final one. But what about our eternal love that was supposed to last till graduation?
Oh. Is that Brittany?
Yes!
Yay!
Nailed it.
Man, you did great. Wow. Another game you killed.
Oh, thank you.
Incredible.
Wow, not bad. If I thought about it more, I would have gotten Trent too. But
But you know.
To my brain.
Listen, he's been living rent-free there for a long time. You had to kick him out at some point.
I know, and why? He was so skinny. And
you know he created Pete Davidson.
Yeah, it's true.
We do have him to blame.
Kim probably watched too much Daria.
I know. Yeah. How does that happen?
Kim Kardashian saw the movie Practical Magic, did a spell, created Pete Davidson, and that's how we are where we are today.
Well, you know what? If she likes it, I love it. That's what I say.
There you go. There you go.
We're going to take a quick break because we have to get a book deal for If She Likes It, I Love It immediately. And we'll be right back. Together. All right. Be sure to check out If She Likes It, I Love It, coming out thanks to Random House, summer 2024.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm just going to put it out there. Time to write it.
Yeah. And to meet some people at Random House and to like figure out how the book industry works.
Like, you have to like,
I figure that'll give me enough time to figure it out. Speaking of manifesting things, I would be remiss if I didn't take tonight as an opportunity, Grace, to pitch you something because we all know that Jodi is going to be a huge hit. It's going to be amazing.
From your lips to God's ears, please.
Thank you. I was already excited. And then the Tracee Ellis Ross of it all. Everybody who listens to the show knows in this house, we love Tracee Ellis Ross. So
now, let me tell you, whew. She is as advertised. That queen is
I'm sweating.
The best. She's the best. She's the best. Oh, I love her.
I just, every new piece of information that comes out about this just makes me even more certain you're going to have a huge certified hit on its hands, on your hands.
Thank you.
And so maybe I'm being greedy, but I feel like in anticipation of how wildly successful Jodi is going to be, it means that it's not too late for the Mystic Spiral spinoff that almost was to happen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, that it would have to be set in the 90s, though. That's the only problem. You know, well, it would have to be a period piece because we don't really do music like that anymore.
So here's where I'm going to get a little out there with my pitch. But you tell me what you think.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you saw this, but a couple of years ago, I think it was for the, I want to say it was for the 20th anniversary. It was for the 20th anniversary. Entertainment Weekly reached out to the co-creator, Susie Lewis, and one of the character designers, Karen Disher, and asked them to do like an update on the characters, like check in.
I saw this. I did see this. But first of all, thank you, Susie, wherever you are. I have Jodi without you. Never met her, but very grateful. She did such an incredible job. Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember this, but in that Entertainment Weekly like special, they like drew what the characters would look like 20 years later. And in it, they said that Mystic Spiral might be over, but Trent will have never given up on his dream. And he would be still trying to make his music dreams come true with Trent Lane and the Mystical Explosion. And that they think that he would be living in Queens and perhaps maybe have like a little bit of money in the bank from the song Freakin' Friends. That he was like sort of like living off of a small amount of success from the 90s. So stay with me on this one because this is where I'm getting.
I'm really
going to throw this out there. Now, I can't apologize for being who I am. Like you said, why do we love Trent so much? I don't know. But as we established earlier in the show, the prototype for Trent was actually Jordan Catalano.
Yes.
And I hate myself for how much I want this thing that I'm going to say.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but I have to.
Live action?
I want it to be a live action animation hybrid, kind of like Woke. Where so on Woke, we see the animations because the Lamar Morris's character is a cartoonist. But I'm thinking in the live action Mystic Spiral, it's because like Trent like sees things in color because of all of the years of artistic and drug-induced whatever.
Sure.
Like, so we see sort of like it's like a hybrid. And unfortunately, who's a musician in real life? Jared Leto.
Wow.
Like, if Jared Leto actually played Trent?
Trent. You know what? I think you should package this pitch. You know, I could introduce you to my people at MTV. I think it's a really good idea. I really do.
Right?
I think that that would tap, and then I think that would tap into 90s nostalgia so much. I think that people, and you know, we are seeing 90s nostalgia in our fashion. We're seeing it in makeup, hair. Everybody's doing the 90s right now. So I feel like it's a perfect time.
And I just think, I don't know, there'd be something so fun to see Jared Leto as a middling midlife crisis. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's knock him down a few pegs and see how he stands. And I think it could be so fun.
Oh my God. I think you should totally do this idea. I think you should.
Oh my God.
Wow. I mean, it sounds insane to say about someone who works constantly, but I swear to God, he needs a comeback vehicle.
Well, he's no, we need Jared Leto to be likable again. He's just not very likable, right? Like, no doubt is the man talented, but like, I have a hard time watching him on screen and not thinking about what an asshole I know he is on set. Right? Sorry, agreed. Universe. He knows this. He knows he's badly behaved.
Oh, he knows.
He tries to make it up to the crews by getting them ice cream trucks, but you can only get so many ice cream trucks. But I really do think if he were to agree to do this, it could, especially to come home to MTV, that where you almost saved my so-called life. Like,
it just, oh my God. You know. I think it's a great idea. I feel like I could see this happening. I mean, I think you should manifest it into your experience, girl.
Now, let me ask you, thank Lauren, you so much. Is Sarah Drew going to have any part in this?
Obviously, Sarah Drew would play Stacy, her fashion club character.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe they're in a relationship now. Like, maybe they like stayed in town. You know, they're the only two that didn't leave Lawndale, and then they are like in a relationship now. You know, got a couple of kids.
Oh my God, that could be cool. If like be he incredible. Still has confidence because he sees himself through Stacy's eyes, who still loves him.
Yes. He was the cool guy, you know, that didn't go to college and stayed in town.
Yeah.
And she kind of, maybe mm-hmm. she went to like cosmetology school, you know?
Yeah. 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 Oh my God. Also, they could have gotten pregnant really young, and now their kids are getting ready to graduate, and now it's and now is the moment where he has to make a choice, like, because she's gonna be like, what am I sticking around for? The kids are gone, so you've mm-hmm. got to make a choice, Trent. You're either gonna be my partner for real now or not. And so maybe this is his journey of trying to like it's a real true midlife crisis, but you know, in the style of like a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Does he say, listen, this is my last chance. I'm going to take my band on the road.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's checking in every so often, but she's like pissed because she's at home with the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he thinks that he could just go off and do this thing, but he had to do it. You know what I'm saying? Or else he would have been happy.
And that's how we get to see all of the other characters, because he the band is going on tour, but it's not a like legit tour. So they're couch surfing. So they got to crash on Jane's couch. They got to crash in Daria's guest room. They have to, you know, they're calling up everyone they've ever met. And that's our inroad.
Does Trent fuck up Daria's relationship? Like, is she like married and have a man? Or whatever. And then he comes to sleep on the couch. It's late one night. They're reminiscing about old times.
Mm-hmm.
They fuck. Because guess what? This is a grown ass series.
This is life.
This is this is like
this is real.
Have sex hard. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hard.
And the episode I also want is Stacy finds out about that. And she's like, she makes a call. We don't know who it is. She's like, he fucking cheated. We see Brittany come over. They get drunk. They're having fun. They're partying. Maybe they hook up.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. I would love it or whatever. And they're just like, you know what? And then they like don't want to talk about it later. And then they both go on this journey to figuring out that, you know what? They ended up both marrying pieces of shit. And it was just because they were running away from the fact that they had this whole other desire and this whole other side of themselves that they didn't want to admit or whatever. So now, like, Trent comes home, his wife's a lesbian, and he ain't got nobody. He got to start from scratch, you know? And then his son or his daughter are mad because daddy left, you know? Mm-hmm. It'll be a whole...
It's so complicated because life is messy. Life is messy, and we're going to be real. We're going to stop being polite and start being real.
I've turned it into the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's a perfect show. Oh, every element of things I can want.
Mm-hmm. So, well, this is thrilling. Not only do we have a book deal, but we're greenlit for production on Trent's Mystic Spiral.
Okay. Because he's spiraling out of control. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm into
it. And we probably get the cartoons appearing after he goes on like some sort of like ayahuasca retreat in like Bushwick or something.
Yeah. It's got to be in Bushwick or in Palm Desert, you know, something like that. You know, because I feel like that's where Jane could live. She could be living like in an artist's community in Palm Desert or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. Wow. Well, this has been so heartwarming and expanding. Thank you so much. I am energized and manifesting harder than I've ever manifested now.
That's pretty hard. You know,
Grace, this has been wonderful. Now that the stands have fallen in love with you and they're already eagerly awaiting Jody, but until that comes out, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GracieAct. That's GRACYACT. And you can find my podcast called The Antidote at The Antidote Pod, which is the with two E's. And, you know, listen to me and my co-host Kiki about how the world is a dumpster fire and we need a little bit of joy in our world. So, that's where people can hear me talk more on The Antidote and you can see me live my life on Instagram and Twitter.
Both very delightful, both very enjoyable, 10 out of 10 on the joy scale.
Thank you. And I'm sure all of our listeners have already subscribed. But, you know, listeners, if you don't already follow us at We Stand Social, I find that confusing. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Follow us at We Stand Social.
Please, I need more socialization. So please come to We Stand on Instagram and slide into the DMs.
Feel free to just DM, hey, Lauren, you okay?
And the response will be, no, but let's talk until I am.
It takes a village, Stan.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much,
Grace. Thank you, Grace.
I don't want to be too overdramatic when I say this, but I do feel like in a way I got my make-a-wish today by getting to talk to you because I'm such a Daria stan. And getting to talk to you on the heels of all of this big news is just truly so thrilling. So thank you.
All right. Until next time, Stan Stands. Bye.
Bye.